The views expressed on the following program are designed to amplify those of the speaker and are not necessarily those of KAAM, DJRD Broadcasting, or its sponsors.
Hello, everybody! Coming up on Today's Experience, Devotional Diamonds of the Day, also known as DDDs, where my daily devotions become some of our spiritual reflections. Sound effects placed throughout the show, which have nothing to do with life, but will put a smile on your face if you have a pulse. The review of the goofy news, which proves Jesus is coming back sooner than you think. 10, 9, 8. 7. Get it? Life lessons for our faith that we can actually use if we want to. Humor that will force you to think, why does this guy have a radio show? Also, Bible trivia for fake and yet somehow at the same time, real cool prizes, your phone calls, and more. Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. My name is David Spoon. I will be your host for the next 1,800 seconds. Get ready for one of the more bizarre experiences on live radio. Here's the key to the show. We don't know what we're doing. We have no idea what's going to happen, and we don't care. But for the next few minutes, I want to talk faith with you. So here we go. We're asking questions about living life as a Christian. Just to give you an idea of what I'm talking about, we have a new puppy. His name is Bert. I was just telling Terrific T. Noelle has all these pretty things all over the house. Bert went into the corner of the house and pushed over one of her nice trees with all of her nice little ornaments on it. That's when you got to figure out, how do I live life as a Christian? Mercy, wisdom, judgment. You know, you get what I'm saying? Yeah, I just don't want to say anything. I don't want to say too much about it. Here's the bottom line. The bottom line is we go through different things at different times, different trials at different times. And, you know, the Lord doesn't always give you a heads up. You don't always get a telegram saying, hey, here's this trial coming up. Get ready. Okay? Sometimes they just come. And it's like how we engage and how we interact with one another, encourage one another, and strengthen one another while we go through the process together. So if you've got something going on, if you've got an opinion, a comment, a thought, or a question, if you got some kind of praise report or prayer request, you want to answer some Bible trivia, which we'll get into, you want to share some of the things the Lord's working in your life, you're just trying to figure it out and step in the Lord the best you can, strengthening yourself and others in the Lord while we see this crazy world get a little crazier over time, we want you to be able to do it a little bit with us. You're welcome to join in any capacity. Here's some of the ways that you can touch base with us. You can call us at 972-445-0770. That's 972-445-0770. When you call 972-445-0770, you get Terrific T. When you talk to T, let me tell you what that's like. That's like going to your favorite restaurant and getting your favorite dessert free. Free dessert! Why? Cuz! Okay, that's good. Cuz! That's why. That's the reason. And then also, you can also text us 214-210-8483. That's 214-210-8483. Or you can email us, david@hemustincrease.org. That's david@hemustincrease.org. Speaking of which, we have a website, hemustincrease.org. Website, hemustincrease.org, hemustincrease.org. Email david@hemustincrease.org. Facebook, He Must Increase Ministry. YouTube, He Must Increase Ministry. All right, we got a lot of cool things that we want to try and handle. Don't forget, let's see, today's Tuesday, right? I got to keep track of all this different stuff. Watch that thing falling off your head. Don't forget, let's see, Thursday we're doing our expository on Acts. We did our expository on Ezra yesterday. If you didn't get a chance to check it out, you can check out the podcast. I was going through our numbers just to see. I just like to know what we're teaching, what we're in, you know, what we're doing. And this is what I found out. Ready? I think you'll find this amazing. We are currently actively teaching in 1 Thessalonians, Colossians, Ezra, Acts, Psalms, and Matthew. 6 books that we're currently teaching out, not including any of the stuff that happens, not including any of the different things that the mini sermons, what I call mixed sermons. See, those are mini sermons. See, a mixed sermon. So it's that kind of thing. And so we're definitely going through quite a bit. And we think it's great, and we hope it's a blessing for you. I do want to open up with a word of prayer for health for some of the people in our audience, if that's okay. If people don't mind, then we'll get into our first teach. So let's do a quick prayer before the Lord. Father, we come before you right now in the powerful name of Jesus Christ, Lord of lords, King of kings. Jesus, you told us to come and ask in your name, so we're doing that very thing. And we're praying for our audience right now that those that are really hurting emotionally, they feel very distant, very alone, very separated, that you would bring a sense of comfort through the Holy Spirit, that you would bring a sense of comfort through fellowship, you'd bring a sense of comfort through your presence. And we ask, Lord, for those that are just getting that struggle, going through that struggle, that they feel alone or apart or that there's nobody with them, that you would remind them of the truth, and that is you saying, lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age. You're with us. And we look at Deuteronomy chapter 31, verse 6, and Hebrews 13, 5, and Matthew 1, and Matthew 28, and Haggai 1, and we know what your word says, that you're with us more than we're with you. And we can count on relying on you, and we ask you to affirm this to those that are hurting in Jesus' name. Amen. And amen. Okay? All right. Definitely better than an oh me is an amen. Just want to say that. We'll be opening up this with a devotional from Ray. I'm going to do a couple of teachings from Ray because he had some really good ones I've been waiting on. And this one he entitled, Your Emotions Matter. This is Pastor Ray from Maranatha Chapel in Escondido. In his book This Day. When Israel was a child, I loved him, and out of Egypt I called my son. They did not realize it was I who healed them. I led them with cords of human kindness, with ties of love. I lifted the yoke from their neck and bent down to feed them. How can I give you up, Ephraim? How can I hand you over, Israel? My heart is changed within me. All my compassion is aroused. Now, here's what Ray writes. Much of my upbringing in church taught me to ignore emotion and not act or make decisions based on feelings. And yet, in this remarkable passage of Scripture, we see the compassionate, emotional heart of God. He allows us to know the inner recesses of his heart and the deep feelings he carries for his children. But people are a little afraid of emotion, like it's not spiritually correct. John Calvin worried about any suggestion that God had feelings. He even wrote in his commentary on Hosea, for it must never be remembered that God is exempt from every passion. While this is Ray writing, and I'm going to agree with this. While I respect Calvin, I disagree with him on this point. Hosea and many portions of Scripture show us a God filled with deep emotion and feelings of love. Jesus, God incarnate, lived a life full of rich emotions. He loved, he knew sorrow, he wept openly, and expressed his righteous anger. Since God made us in his image, we too have deep emotions and feelings. Ignoring our emotions is turning our back on reality. In neglecting our intense emotions, we are false to ourselves and lose a wonderful opportunity to know God better. We forget that change comes through brutal honesty and vulnerability before God. God brought his people to a place that exposed their emotions and true feelings. They were forced to acknowledge their sin and their betrayal of him and then face his unchanging, pursuing love. Once we're honest about our feelings, we can submit them to the Holy Spirit's transforming power. Our emotions can be rooted in His love, reflecting the fruits of His Spirit in healthy, healing ways. This is a great, it's a great devotional. Here's what He's saying. You have feelings. Guess what? God created you with feelings. God didn't create you without feelings. He created you with feelings. The problem is when the feelings rule the roost, or when your feelings are the number one train in your track of trains. It's the number one engine because everything's pulled by your feelings. You're not supposed to deny your feelings, but your feelings are yielded to the truth. And let's just use the example we've used 100 times. If you eat 50 tacos, 50 Cheetos, and drink 50 Mountain Dews, you will feel something, but it will not be the love of God. That does not deny that God loves you. It does prove that you're an idiot for eating all that food, but it doesn't deny that God loves you. And so your feelings are not necessarily spot on in that moment. We always are supposed to acknowledge our feelings, but surrender them before the Lord, because beyond our feelings is God's plan. Beyond our feelings is God's truth. So you don't deny them. You don't lie about them. You acknowledge them. You bring them before the Lord. You surrender them. You yield them. You say, here I am. This is how I'm feeling. By the way, if you've ever read the Psalms, there's not a point in there where David doesn't go, hey, this is how I feel, and I don't like it. He tells God that all the time. But then he always closes with a statement affirming his confidence in his faith, which states, yet you're with me. Yet you're going to help me. But I can rely on the Lord. Yes, even though I feel this way, I still trust in you. My God, why have you forsaken me? Verse 3, yet he will show himself faithful. Get it? You don't deny him, but you yield them to the Lord. Okay? All right. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Short break. We'll be back. Don't go anywhere.
Just as I am, you reach down and see me.
Moving is hard. It's a moment that everyone dreads. But wait, there's an answer. Jesus can help. And for the moving parts, Men of God Moving is there for you. Men of God Moving is a full-service Christian moving company that is locally owned and operated, serving the entire Dallas and Fort Worth area. Men of God Moving helps with homes, apartments, offices, long and short distance relocations, and so much more. They offer packing and unpacking services, loading and unloading, assembling and disassembling, plus many other helpful services. Tell them you heard it on the David Spoon Experience and receive a substantial discount. Substantial means a whole bunch. Call them at 817-707-7672 or go to their website, menofgodmoving.com. That's menofgodmoving.com. And check them out on Facebook. The Lord's Word says, serve wholeheartedly as if you were serving the Lord, not men. Ephesians 6:7. Allow Men of God Moving the privilege of serving you. And listen to Johnny Hill, the owner, often on the David Spoon Experience. To hear his testimony, reach out to Men of God Moving. Johnny's testimony will move you. God bless.
What is the David Spoon Experience?
This is Ray Bentley.
Ray Bentley, the man, the myth, the legend, on the show.
I was going to say that about you.
It has been 4 years and 6 months and 29 days since you've been live on the David Spoon Experience.
Oh, man, finally, I'm sliding in under the tag home safe.
You are finally safe. Okay. And so I'll tell the entire audience real simple. After this interview, you can either blame Ray or you can bless Ray because it was his fault. A year and a half ago, on February 12th, when he called me and said, you should be back on the radio.
Amen.
You just point to that guy. Okay. All right. First of all, Ray, I want to ask you a really important question to start everything off with. The time is yours. You determine how much time you've got. It's totally up to you. But I do want to just ask you this quick question. How you doing?
You know what? I am doing good. I'm doing great. I think these are exciting times. I feel like we're in an acceleration of things happening, of God moving, of kind of things that we thought about and imagined prophetically what it would look like. And it's like happening so much so fast with such acceleration. I'm like, I can't hardly keep up with it all. It's just, it's a great hour to look up and to encourage one another. You know, I do realize there's lots of challenges, and these are trying times, but out of the worst of times come the best of times.
Amazing grace. Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Now, see that little play right there from Ray? Now, keep in mind, I don't know that these play, what plays are coming or whatever the case may be. So there I did the first segment with a Ray thing. This next segment's going to be a Ray thing. And then there's Ray right in the middle. It's like, that is cool. That might be just for me. You know, I'll take it. I'll take every and any moment God goes, hi. I think it's fantastic. All right, here we go. Here's our first Bible trivia question. Here we go. Paul the Apostle was born in what city? Paul the Apostle was born in what city? Now, if you know, you can answer right away. If you need some help, I'm going to give you an address because I like it when people look things up because it helps them. This is in Acts 9. So if you know where Paul was from where? 972-445-0770. That's our phone number, 972-445-0770. Also, you can text in 214-210-8483. That's 214-210-8483. So that's a classic. Somebody calling in, you know. We just, that's our audience, man. You know what I'm saying? So everybody that's texting in, nailing it. Now, unless this person wants a pizza, I think we'll be good to go. So we'll find out right now from Terrific T. This person good to go? Okay. All right. Looking good in there? There it is. This is David. Who am I talking to?
This is Mark.
Hi, how are you?
Better than I deserve.
I love it. I love an answer like that. That is absolutely fantastic. That is the way to say it. That's excellent, brother. All right, here you go. Classic question. Paul the Apostle was born in what city?
Well, prior to him being Paul, he was Saul of Tarsus.
That is correct, sir! Yes! Now, with the speed that you called in, I'm just going to go out on a limb and say you knew that and didn't really have to look it up. Is that correct?
I knew that.
All right. Good job. Excellent work. Excellent way to contribute to the show and to your brothers and sisters. That's a blessing.
Yes, sir, brother. Thank you.
All right. God bless. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. I like stuff like that. I'm just kind of like, man, I don't know.
All right.
Don't run for governor. All right, now here we go. Did I say that out loud? That didn't come out of me. Come on. All right, let me do this other Ray thing, right? Because I'm in this Ray thing. Remind me to tell you a little bit more about Bert. Bert is... I forgot all about puppies, man. I just completely, something happened in my brains. Like, you forget, like, Bert and Levi are getting along really, really good. But then there's that other side where you go, oh, yeah, he's a puppy. So far, we had nothing from the outside in the house. And now we have about 16 or 17 sticks. Yeah. And the sticks they're as big as he is. That's so funny. All right, let me read this thing that he wrote about the secret life and strength. This is Ray talking about Jesus. Fantastic portion in Matthew 14:23. He went up to the mountain by himself to pray. I should just stop there. Most of us are living on the edge of a great secret. I've walked with the Lord. This is Ray now. I've walked with the Lord many years, and since I teach the Bible and serve in ministry, I'd like to think I've found a level of closeness and deep understanding with the Lord. I certainly feel loved by him, but he has been inviting me into something deeper, something to follow his example that Jesus set for us and try to be more Christ-like. Jesus had just heard terrible news. King Herod had ordered the beheading of John the Baptist. When Jesus heard that it happened, he withdrew by boat privately to a solitary place. Faced with tragic, heartbreaking news, Jesus knew he needed to get away to be alone with his Father. But the crowds continued to follow him by foot, so he had compassion on them and healed their sick. He took care of them, ordering his disciples to feed the people a miraculous meal that fed thousands of people with 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish. After Jesus prayed for the people and fed them until they were satisfied, he finally did what he needed to do. Immediately, Jesus made his disciples get into the boat and go before him on the other side while he sent the multitudes away. And when he sent the multitudes away, he went up on a mountain by himself to pray. During his ministry, Jesus often went away to pray. He needed to temporarily escape the press of the crowd and the multitude of needs. This was the secret of his life and strength. Love it. He found a place of daily intimacy with the Father. I cannot be more proud of any devotion than that line right there. He found a place of daily intimacy with the Father. The disciples recognized that. They saw Jesus retreat and then come back strengthened and refreshed in a powerful way. They knew something had happened to him when he would go away, and so they asked him to teach them to pray. They wanted what he experienced in the secret place of prayer. Ray writes, I want that too. Today, with the news that is so often heartbreaking, we need those intimate times with the Father. There's more to pray than we've ever been experiencing, and it begins with taking time every day to spend time alone with our Heavenly Father. That precious time will make a tremendous difference in your life. I know I am learning and experiencing God in a deeper way. It's very profound to me. I love material like this. As you guys know and you've heard me teach, I'm a very, very avid teacher on spending a daily amount in the Bible and in prayer, because when you're praying, you're unloading or sharing your heart with God. And when you're reading his word, he's sharing his heart with you. And that's the essence of communication, talking and listening. You sharing, the other person sharing. When you met somebody that you never knew before, you would introduce yourself, you'd say things, and they would listen, and then they would respond back to you, and then you would respond back to them, they would respond back to you, you respond back to them. That's at the core of every relationship is communication, period. In fact, it's the number – watch this. The divorce rate is not 50%. That's a lie. It's been a lie for a long time. That's why you don't believe the press or movies. The divorce rate's more like 38%, and in Christians who attend church regularly, it's less than 20%, but they'll never tell you that because they don't want to. Here's the bottom line. The bottom line is in relationships, the number one issue is – communication. And the better the communication, the better the relationship. Actually, for humans, just so you can know, sex and finances are 2 and 3. I'm just telling you, so you can't get mad at me. I didn't write this stuff. So the bottom line is that our communication with one another is what helps us determine whether we can last long in a relationship. How would that be any less different as God has established his word, the written word, for us to engage with him in, and then prayer in order for us to share our heart? So it's two hearts sharing, God sharing his heart, we're sharing our heart back with God. That's the essence of relationship, the essence of communication, and the essence of why that particular key is at the core discipline of our faith. I've said it before. I'll say it again. People can argue, and I appreciate it. And I don't get mad at people when they disagree. I just disagree. When Jesus got baptized, the Father said, "This is my Son with whom I am well pleased." It wasn't simply because he got dunked that the Father was pleased. He was pleased with the existence that Jesus had to that point in communion with the Father. Right relationship creates right ministry, period. You have to have a right relationship with God to have right ministry that's not full of all the weird stuff.
Now, you can have quirks because everybody has personality quirks, but you know what I'm talking about. And so in our communion with the Lord, that is our S. That is our number one discipline. A lot of you took that quiz, a lot more than I thought we were going to take the quiz or the survey. And all of that is geared towards helping people understand that the most important element of their faith is once you engage with God at a certain level and love him and he loves you and you're engaging that way, then that's transferred into loving others the way you love yourself. And you can't do it without that. You can't love others the way you love yourself apart from God. So this essence of loving God first with all your heart, soul, strength, and mind is at the core of our faith. That also leads to right witnessing, right living, right fellowship, all the other things it's supposed to lead to. But it's impossible to do the great things of God unless you're connected. And remember what Jesus said. Oh, well, we were doing this and we're doing this in your name and this in your name. And it's like, I don't know you. Depart from me. Weren't they doing all these fancy works? Yeah, they were doing them apart from God. They weren't connected. Matthew 7:21 for a reference point. That's the key, finding a daily intimacy with God the Father through the redeeming work of Jesus Christ and empowered by the Holy Spirit. You want to do it right? That's the way to do it. Remember what Jesus said? My meat is to do the will of him that sent me. And he's got, and then he was telling his disciples, I have food you don't even know what it's about. They're like, well, does somebody go shopping for him? I don't get it. I was like, no, he's shopping for him. He's hanging out with Dad, spending time with the Father. And for you and I, we have this huge advantage. Many of us have multiple Bibles. We can be in the Word anytime we want. So we get to pray anytime, accessing through Hebrews 10:19-22 through the blood of Jesus Christ. We have access 24/7. I mean, come on. And we can pray anytime, and we can read our Bible anytime. We have the weapons because we have the Lord. That's what we need. So I don't care if you're spending 30 minutes. Spend 31. How about that? Oh, hey, smarty pants, huh? Yeah, that's right. All right, folks, you're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Taking a short break, top of the hour, then we'll come back. Don't go anywhere.
The David Spoon Experience is now run by He Must Increase Ministry. What this means is that we are no longer operating as a regular business, but as a nonprofit ministry that is devoted to increasing the ministry of Jesus Christ. Our mission is to educate, encourage, and entertain Bible believers, the wounded and forgotten believers, and the not yet believers through biblical truths. We are funded by listeners like yourselves and ministry partners that want to provide sponsorships for the show. Your donations are 100% tax deductible. And the great news is, if you donate to our ministry and help us advance the kingdom of God, we won't give you a thing. That's right, you'll get no special prize or gimmick. You won't ever get an anointed Bible or penny in acrylic so that you're never penniless, or a guarantee that you'll become rich just because you gave. Your giving will support our unique idea of biblical encouragement. And what you'll receive is a receipt for your giving at the end of the year. It's all about sowing and reaping. Cast your bread upon the water and it will return to you. And if you sow bountifully, you will reap bountifully. But you'll be laying up treasures in heaven. And that's the most excellent place to receive the best return for the longest time on your investment. What happens if you don't give? Nothing. Except more commercials like this one. Let's spare everyone from more commercials like this one. Go to hemustincrease.org. That's hemustincrease.org. And give if you're led to and if you're able to. Let's keep the show going and help increase its time and reach. You must like this show a little bit because, after all, you're hearing this commercial, right? Thank you.
What is the David Spoon Experience?
First and foremost, we want to review our most important element of the day, and that is our DNA. Why is DNA important? Because a Christian should know what they're made of no matter what they're going through. Can I say this again as I've said it before? Let me do it real quick. Ready? More news is coming. I know it sounds prophetic, doesn't it? More even different news today, tomorrow, and the next day, and for the next week, and the next month, and the next year, and the next decade. Da, da, da. That's good. So in lieu of that, we have to have a certain way, and we need to be. Our DNA, Christian DNA, has three elements. D stands for draw closer to the Lord.
Daily.
Daily. Number two, never be ashamed. Never be ashamed of the Lord and his words. And A, always be ready to
serve.
Serve. There you go. So it's three simple things. DNA.